Coming up, I'm going to bore you all by going over ticket prices for Universal Orlando from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. This is the Universal edition of the Diz Unplugged. This is episode 164 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams, and today I am joined alongside by my co-host, Mr. Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I apologize in advance to you and our audience as a whole for this episode. It is going to be, I don't want to say a chore, but yeah, it's a chore. I mean, Rhino's already yawning.
I know. Subconscious, though, at this point. It's like every time I would go to that like fourth period class, I'd be, whatever the class was in high school, I would start to do this.
Yeah.
The Teresa hitting her head on the microphone.
Yeah. It's.
She did that. She fell asleep during
that. She has done that before. It was funny. Yeah, this is going to be kind of a boring one, especially for the people who consider themselves semi-experts, whatever classification you want to be. But essentially, this is going to be a back-to-basics episode, and we are going to focus on ticket information. So this happened 2 weeks ago, not this episode, but 2 weeks ago now at this point, that's when the ticket prices were increased at Universal, and we didn't really talk about it because we missed it by a day on one show, and then we didn't really go over news in the next one. So I figured instead of just mentioning the ticket price increase, for those of you out there who are still maybe like on the fence about planning a first time Universal vacation, this is where we're just going to go over every boring detail about ticket prices so you can make your best decisions. And along the way, we will chime in with our input about the ticket options.
Yeah, it feels relevant because I just Googled it, and it looks like Universal Hollywood changed their prices yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, so it's, you know, Disney spurred it on. They did their ticket price update first, and then Universal followed suit about a week later. Now Universal Hollywood is. And the one thing that hasn't changed at Universal right now is their annual pass prices. I believe that typically happens more on a summer rotation than the February rotation. So yeah. This information...
Get out there and renew.
Yeah, all the information we're going to give you right now is accurate at this time. So I apologize in advance if you're listening to this in the future. This information could all be out of date. Basically, if you're listening to this beyond February of 2019, this information is probably not going to be helpful anymore. But the tickets won't have changed unless there's a new park added. That would be built really quick. Let's stop beating around the bush, though, and let's just jump into it and go over the ticket information. So we're going to start from the bottom, and we're going to work our way up. And, of course, the bottom baseline of tickets that you can buy for any theme park is, of course, single-day tickets. And in the business, this is what we consider to be pretty much the worst investment that you can make, because you are going to pay the highest price for a one-day ticket. It doesn't matter if it's Disney, Universal, anywhere. A one-day ticket is just that's when you hear Disney increase their prices, while they might, or Universal, well, it's all across the board. It's usually the big jump is always in, well, a one-day ticket went from $110 to $115, and that's where all the shell shock comes in. But unless you're literally coming down and you only have one day and only one day, you will most likely, hopefully, never buy a one-day ticket. But Universal does break their one-day tickets into two different formats, and that is a value or anytime ticket. So obviously a value is for the lower seasons, and the anytime ticket, which technically can be used anytime, but it's specifically for peak when things are busier. So for an example, let's go over the ticket options now for your one-day ticket. There's five different options that you have for one-day tickets. You can get a one-park value ticket, which is you can have one-day entrance to either Universal Studios Florida or Islands of Adventure. Can't pick and choose on that. Have to choose one. Stick with it. That's $115 for adults and $110 for children ages 3 to 9. Oh,
I am looking at the wrong information. I was like, wait a second. This says 2017.
Yeah.
I don't know what year it is.
That's gotcha journalism for you. A one-park anytime ticket, the more expensive one, again, at only one park, either Universal Studios Florida or Islands of Adventure, will run you $124 for an adult ticket and $119 for a child ages 3 through 9.
Joan Calamezzo. Yeah. That's what I was trying to remember.
Exactly. That's what I was going for. So then the next upgrade that you can make, of course, something that we absolutely recommend if you're going to Universal, do not bother with getting a one park, one day ticket. That is the biggest throwaway you can make.
It's bananas.
It is. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. If you're going to do this, go in all the way. To see both Wizarding Worlds of Harry Potter, you have to get the two-park pass because, of course, that's the only way you can ride the Hogwarts Express to go from one park to the other, and each way is a complete different experience, as we said many times on this show before. So if you're considering a one-day ticket, please, at the minimum, make it a two-park, one-day value ticket or a two-park, one-day anytime ticket. So And no, this is for specifically Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios Florida. This isn't like, oh, the two-park ticket. I want to use that at Universal Studios, and then I want to use that at Volcano Bay. That's not how it works. You can use it on other Universal Studios Florida, Islands of Adventure, and that's it. But that one-day ticket going back and forth is... For the value ticket is $170 for adults, $165 for a child 3 to 9. And that's the last time I say child 3 to 9. At this point, if you can't figure out what ages a child is, then I've doomed you all.
Wait a minute. Where are you finding this information?
I'm finding this information from our website and Universal's website.
Okay. What's this ticket then? One day, two park ticket with transfer. What's a with transfer? Is that a?
Well,
are we going to get there?
I can go. I can go over that next.
Okay.
Okay.
If that's not where you're going, I'm just curious. I don't know what a transfer is. I'm assuming from the airport.
No.
Okay, then I am stupid.
Okay, and so the final or two final parts of this, the two-park, one-day, anytime ticket, the more expensive peak ticket, that's going to be $179 for an adult, $174 for a child. And then your final one-park, one-day ticket option, of course, that's your Volcano Bay ticket. That's $67 for an adult and $62 for a child. So that's your five one-day options. The other option that Rhino just conveniently mentioned.
I know, weird.
Weird. He mentioned transfers. So you might be wondering what that is. This is a ticket that we highly recommend, especially to our Walt Disney World clients who still maybe haven't caught that's not a word.
The fabric of life.
Yeah. For those of our Walt Disney World visitors, you know, we, of course, the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition has a relationship with Dreams Unlimited Travel. That's our recommended travel agency.
Never heard of it.
Choice. And they specialize in not only Walt Disney World vacations, but Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and obviously Universal Orlando. So get a lot of Walt Disney World visitors who want to get a taste of Universal, but they're not quite ready yet to commit and move over to staying at Universal. So the option for them that we do provide, and you can get it at Dreams Unlimited Travel, is a round-trip ticket with transfers. So I don't believe those prices have been updated yet since the ticket update happened. So right now, the pricing that we're going to give is accurate at the time that we're recording this. This could change within weeks. Once those tickets are updated, then it'll change completely. But Rhino, what are the what were the prices on that right now?
A one-day two-park ticket with transfer for an adult is $203.42. $198.41 for a child. 2-day two-park ticket with transfer. Adult is $303.82, or for a child, $293.82. Or a 2-day three-park ticket with transfer is $343.82 for adults, and then $333.82 for children.
Yep. So. Cue the child catcher. Of course, that is a very expensive ticket, but part of what happens is that you'll, if you're staying at Walt Disney World, you have that transfer now. So they will take you to the park, and then they will also bring you back to your hotel as well, too. So it's easy. You can go over. You can get that taste of Universal for a day or two, have the option to get all your parks in, and I know Dreams has sold a lot of those tickets, just a ton, because it is a way for people to whet their appetite for Universal, get an idea of whether or not they're willing to really invest in it further. So if you're one of those people out there, you listen to the Universal show for information to help you decide whether or not you might want to jump in into this new park, or just plain and simple.
So is a one-day, one-park ticket more expensive at Universal than at Disney World?
I don't have Disney World's numbers off the top of my head. What is it?
$114. That. And that's what I was looking at in 2017, is that Universal had become more expensive than Disney. It just says from this price. Let me research further what you talk.
Is that for Magic Kingdom specifically?
It says from $114, so it could be different. So let me check for what it would be for today, the 27th. And I am one person over the age of 10. You can't tell, but I am. Okay, for a ticket today to the Magic Kingdom on Tuesday, February 27th, it is $109. For an adult 10 or older. Let me check Universal. I'm not typing anything.
Oh, good. This is riveting television right now, or radio, depending on how you're consuming this. Could be either way. Either way.
Either it's or. Riveting. Neither.
Yeah. This is now a contest of how quickly Rhino can Google stuff.
I am not the person that you want to put in the hands of getting you things like this, because I without Craig sending me links to things, Lord knows how I get anywhere. So let me see. Theme park tickets. I don't want for Florida resident, because that was the non-Florida resident. Single day, I'm going to explore these tickets, as they like to say.
Okay. Please continue to explore.
Number of days visiting, one, adult, 10 plus, Florida resident, no. No.
Okay.
For today, the 27th, for a...
one-park ticket. Right there,
one-park ticket, $115.
That exact information we gave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did.
But I didn't know if today was considered
I didn't know if it was a peak or a non-peak day. So... Man, that's interesting to me that Universal's ticket price could be like, it could be like a dollar. I mean, this is when you're getting up to this price, yeah. It's dollars and cents, but ballsy. That's what I'm going to say. I don't think the product is not worth it.
Yeah.
And anything, I mean, I don't know if it was Pete or somebody once told me, maybe it was you, when people were like, why do they increase prices together at the same time, and the reason why is because one is saying that they are worth the other one.
Yeah.
So saying that,
I didn't say that, but
I mean, maybe it was Pete who was like, they have to buy, if they did not increase the ticket price, then it wouldn't be the correct amount. I don't know. It would say that our product is less than.
No, I understand the theory in that. As far as the pricing,
I'm not buying tickets because of that. Yeah. That's stupid. But
as far as the let's not beat around the bush on this. With Universal, they do cater to a lot of foreign markets that I don't think at the end of the day they're really picking up on the dollars and cents aspects that a lot of people who are budgeting for a vacation do. Mm-hmm, so also think that is probably an aspect of it when you're most likely with that one park ticket, when we're talking about it like that, you know, when Universal's made up of so many guests visiting from the UK as well as South American countries, Latin American countries, when you're talking about that, a lot of times they're going for the really big ticket options, like the ones that include every theme park in Orlando that are just massive. I know. I don't remember if Universal even takes part in that. I think they ended their relationship with that, and now it's just SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, and some of the iDrive stuff. Because I haven't seen it in years dealing with Universal. But, you know, when they're traveling, they're trying to get as much done at Disney, Universal, like I said, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, everywhere. So I don't think the dollar and cents aspects really hits them as much as it does a lot of people that we talk to on it. So, again, the one-day tickets are just... unless it's literally your only day, or you're getting that taste by coming to and from Disney, then don't even bother with it. So with that, we'll move on to the next option, and that's the two-day ticket. So three different options for you here. We have a two-park, two-day ticket, which that's the two parks you can go to, are USF and IOA. That's what we're going to call Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure from now on. That ticket will cost you $264.99 for an adult and $254.99 for a child. Now, if you want to save a little bit of money and you don't plan on park hopping, you can get a one park per day, two park, 2 day ticket. So one day you can go to Universal Studios Florida, then the next you can go to Islands of Adventure, but you can't cross over during those 2 days. That ticket will cost you $204.99 for an adult and $194.99 for a child. And then, of course, the next option is the three park. So adding Volcano Bay into it, 2 day ticket, that's $319 per adult and $309.99 for a child.
I do not recommend the individual park tickets. I think that Universal Studios is meant to be crossed over each day. So that's how I feel. I mean, because then you got to go back and see some stuff, and then riding the train back and forth. Yeah. That's the whole point of getting the multiple days, you know?
Exactly. So as soon as we already mentioned that the Hogwarts Express, and for the rest of it, this applies. You do that one park only per day ticket. Doesn't matter how many days, you can never do the Hogwarts Express with that. So I will mention them for the last of these. But again, you miss out on that experience part of it. So if you're okay missing on it, like if you get motion sickness and you couldn't handle the Hogwarts Express, I guess maybe that's an option then. Go for that. But
a case of the Hogwarts Express.
At the end of the day, though, with crowds, you never know how they're going to fluctuate and vary. It's always nice to have the option to say, okay, these parks are within walking distance to each other, only 5 to 10 minutes, depending on your pace.
Yeah.
It would be really nice when I see everything has a long wait at Universal Studios to just pop over to Islands Adventure, because on the app, I see that everything there is like 15 minutes or less.
And that happens. So. That happens frequently, so...
It does. So we're going to move on to 3 day tickets, and we have the two park 3 day ticket again for USF and IOA only. And that's $284.99 for an adult, $274.99 for a child. The one park per day option for the two park 3 day ticket is $224.99 for an adult, $214.99 for a child. The three park 3 day ticket, which this is, I would definitely, if you're thinking about Volcano Bay in there, I know you have the option with the three park 2 day ticket. This would be the minimum one that I would suggest once you go and add Volcano Bay in. Give 3 days. There's three different parks, even though you're going to cross over and stuff. Give each one their own separate day, still in theory. And this three park 3 day ticket will run you $339 for an adult and $329.99 for a child. And the one park version of this, one park per day, three parks, 3 day tickets, $279.99 for an adult, $269.99 for a child.
There's so many different combinations.
And we're almost through it, I promise. And then we move on to annual passes.
Okay. So, there are six of those.
The two-park, four-day ticket for USF and IOA, only $299.99 for an adult, $289.99 for a child. The one-park per day, two-park, four-day ticket, $234.99 for adult, $224.99 for a child. See, as this goes on, I'm dropping out like the this cent part. I'm just making it one long number.
Just round it. Just round it.
Should I just round it?
Just let the kids pick up spare change at City Walk.
Okay. Yeah, I'm rounding it now. I'm getting bored with the numbers. So from now on, every number I say, subtract 0.01, and that's when you'll get the actual price of it. So the three-park, four-day ticket is $365.
That's $364.99.
And for a child, it is $355.
That's $355.99. Oh, man, I already messed it up.
Yeah, we're getting...
It's going to be the whispering radio voice behind Craig.
We're getting a case of the giggle fits. A one-park per day, three-park, four-day ticket is $299.99 and $289.99 for a child. It's slipping out of my head. I'm going to do it right for this one. The five-day ticket option. That's your max days that you can
buy. Yeah, they'll kick you out after that. Yep. You're done. Hit the bricks.
Yep, or get an annual pass.
Yeah.
So the two-park, five-day ticket for USF and IOA only, $315 for an adult and $305 for a child. The one-park per day, two-park, five-day ticket, $245 for an adult and $235 for a child. The three-park, five-day ticket, $389.99 for an adult and $380 for a child. Now I'm just blending in between. Yeah.
It's any man's game now. Is he a dollar off? Is he 90? Is one penny off?
Who knows?
I'm just thinking about the jerk who's like, there's our combination right there.
This is the only way to make this fun. And the final ticket option, the one park per day, three park, 5 day ticket, $320 for an adult and $309.99 for a child. And I believe I hit every combination now that I could at this point. And
so it is time for the quiz.
Yes. So get out your pens and paper, and someone has to email me right now. What is the cost of a 3 day, three park ticket?
We're going to get a lot of emails.
Yeah. Not if I don't give out the email address.
Yeah. Well, because I'm assuming the people writing this down don't know Google yet.
Good point. Yeah.
I imagine someone, and I'm not trying to insult the people who are learning and getting this. This is not anything. My mother would definitely be like, okay, jotting it all down. That's who she is, and that's how she enjoys to intake the information. Yep. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yep. You live your best life.
Some people, they would rather ingest this information listening to it instead of reading.
Like, I am a visual learner. That's why it's different. So
there you go.
But some people, it's the other way around. So
okay, so let's talk about annual passes. Now, another option, if you know you're going to return a lot, and we have a lot of different combinations on this. The easiest way to break it down is there's four tiers of annual passes. We have the seasonal pass, we have the power pass, the preferred pass, and then the premier pass. And within these...
Wait, are there eight different colors?
Then,
annual passes?
Then within this, you also then have the option for two-park annual passes and three-park. So technically, there are eight different combinations that you can have with an annual pass. And then, of course, the pricing option with it is Florida resident or non-Florida resident. Obviously, if you're a non-Florida resident, you can still get any of these passes. They're just going to cost a little bit extra. So
I will say this. I have a lot of friends out of state who visit, if they visit more than once in a year. Nicole, who's here, I feel like here more than she is in Massachusetts. Her pass pays for itself.
Yeah.
And then my friend CJ, when he was here in the fall, he comes to visit me every November and May, and he just did annual pass. And so the combination of like discounts on some of the passes plus how many days you're going could be worth it for you.
And anyway, I will say that I believe, and I stand by this, that you, if you're a non-Florida resident, you can easily get a Universal Orlando annual pass as a better deal than you can as a non-Florida resident getting a Walt Disney World one. That's going to cost you a lot. Universal, you can still do it pretty affordably, in my opinion. But then again, we all assign value differently, so take it or leave it the way you want. But I'm gonna go over the perks first before we go over the pricing.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, so we're gonna start with the seasonal pass. That's your base pass.
Nothing. And, just kidding.
Well, and next to nothing. So it includes two and you can either do the seasonal pass, like I said, it's a two or three park, and these benefits are for both the two and three park seasonal pass, and that's it. It will get you discounts on discounts in the park, and sorry. One more time, I'll try to say this. It will get you discounts on park and special events tickets. So you're buying.
So if you need to buy it for somebody, a friend visiting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to get your Horror Nights tickets. You still have the option.
You know,
of
I don't ever remember
pass
that
discount.
That's one of the benefits of the annual pass that I never remember is that you get discounts on other tickets. That's
and
pretty good.
Along with that, you can also get a discount on Blue Man Group tickets,
goody,
as well as on-site hotel room discounts. The issue with this pass is there are blockout dates, and these are the most blockout dates you will see. I'm not going to go over that information. We have those details on our website, but it's, you know, it's in blocks of dates, so that's why I'm not going over it. I know, believe it or not, went over every single price for tickets, but I won't give you blockout dates.
Believe it or not. Well, we have to give you a reason to go to the website.
Yeah, yeah, I need that.
Universal.wwwinfo.com.
Daddy need that traffic. So the next pass, as I said, the next tier up, you have the 2 and 3 park power pass. So you can get it as either 2 or 3 days. These benefits are for both of the passes, the 2 and the 3 day power pass. So you'll start to see the difference as we move on to the next one. But the those passes will get you, first off, 50% off regular daytime self-parking. So that means...
I didn't know that, yeah.
Yeah, so it is $20 to park at Universal, unless they increased it to $22 as well following Disney. I don't remember. That's one of the pieces of information I didn't get a lot of
not
times.
Not since last time I've been there, which I think was in the last 2 weeks. So I don't know if parking just didn't increase yet.
I'll be honest. A lot of times I fly right through with my Premier Pass out, ready to hand it to them, so I don't look at the prices even to be like, yeah, that's the value I'm getting. I just blow through, or I go after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, it's been free parking
and,
for after 6 a lot.
And that's part of this, too. You have the annual pass, you know. If you're going during the daytime, anytime up until 6 o'clock, you get that 50% off with the Power Pass. But after 6, you get your free parking. Everyone gets free parking at City Walk after 6, so keep that in mind. As far as the rest of the benefits, you get basically everything that you already got with the seasonal pass. You get the discounts on theme park tickets and special events tickets, admission to select special events and concerts. So this is the one that starts to open up the door for you to attend Universal Mardi Gras on select nights. With the seasonal pass, no Mardi Gras for you. Mm-mm. You're not getting any of those concerts, so forget about it.
Les Bon Temps Roulet? No way.
And you also get discounts on those Blue Man Group tickets and the on-site hotel room discounts available. So now this is where things get a little crazy for the Preferred Pass. Mm. The 2-park Preferred Pass and the 3-park Preferred Pass have different sets of benefits.
Oh.
And I'll go over that. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh, well, you're going to find out right now. So what's included in the 2-park Preferred Pass? Of course, this is your 2 parks, Iowa, USF, always 3 parks, adds in Volcano Bay. So for the Preferred Pass, your benefits include a year of unlimited park-to-park admission.
Oh, good.
Excellent. Early park admission on select dates. There are blockout dates on your early park admission for this, but you get free and discounted self-parking. You get discounts on theme park tickets and special events, admission
free to... Free and discounted. What does that mean?
No, I said discounts on theme park tickets and special events tickets.
Oh, for free parking and... Okay.
And then discounts. Yeah, and it's going back into the stuff from the rest. Basically, it gets to the point, and I'm just repeating the benefits from the smaller passes. So the discount... This one adds in discounted food, merchandise, and specialty items, which if you want your merch discount, like you were saying, you got to get the Preferred Pass.
Those Harry Potter wands.
Yep. And then also the Blue Man Group tickets discount and on-site hotel room discounts. If you're getting the 3-park one, throw in Volcano Bay, you get the early park admission, like we said before, with blockout dates applied. This also, with a Preferred Pass, right as an asterisk right away, just because it is the 3-park Preferred Pass, you do not get a year of unlimited park-to-park-to-park admission. This one does have blockout dates to Volcano Bay.
Oh.
So the only way to get true access to all 3 parks anytime you want is the Premier Pass. the three park premier. So keep that in mind with the three park preferred. You're going to get Volcano Bay admission if it's not blocked out. You're going to get early park admission as long as it's not blocked out. And then all the benefits I've already said before, like the free and discounted self-parking, discount on tickets, admission to the special events and concerts, the food merch discounts, the hotel discounts, and Blue Man Group discounts. Now, the 2 and 3 park premier pass, those two passes have the same benefits. And like I said, that will give you a year's worth of park-to-park admission. Park-to-park admission. You can go to any of them without any blockout dates. You have your Universal Express after 4 o'clock, which is an awesome, awesome benefit. You have early park admission, no blockouts on that. You can use early park admission every day. Free and discounted self-parking along with free valet and prime parking. So that is another great option.
Mm-hmm.
Prime all the way. Valet when I'm running really late to stuff and I just have to drop my car off. But not on days when it's busy, because then you wait longer for your car than if you would have just parked. And then everything else I had already mentioned before, including the discount on tickets, the access to Mardi Gras and other concerts, the discounted food and merch, discount on Blue Man Group tickets, and the hotel discounts. But we have two more benefits. And of course, so one is the big one, the one free Halloween Horror Nights ticket on select nights, which is a great option with that ticket, as well as free Universal City Walk Club access. So I believe last week we talked about going and getting your groove on at the Groove, or
singing your heart out at
Rising Star. That's your way to get in those clubs without paying any money, going with the Premier Pass. So now that we've gone over all the benefits, plus the benefit of thinking, hey, I'm cool, I have a Universal Annual Pass, let's go over the prices on it. So the Florida resident prices, we'll start with those first, because I think that's what's most appealing to people is Florida resident pricing. The two-park seasonal annual pass, $260. The two-park power annual pass is $320. The two-park preferred annual pass is $350. And the two-park premier pass is $490. And, of course, tax, you have to pay tax on all these as well, and you can pay them in one lump sum, or you can do a
payment plan.
Can
you do that when you're not an annual resident? An annual whatever?
I don't Florida believe resident? You can.
No, I don't think so either.
But with the Florida resident option, you have the option to do a monthly payment plan on all those. So to go for the three-park ones, the three-park seasonal is $359. The three-park power is $419. The three-park preferred pass is $484, and the three-park seasonal, $359, three-park power, $419, three-park preferred, $449, and three-park premier, $639. I should have made this font bigger. Very, very small.
Very small.
Good to know that about you. So, non-Florida resident annual passes. We have the two-park seasonal. That's $285. The two-park power pass, $345. Two-park preferred, $385. And two-park premier, $540. And for the non-Florida resident three-park annual passes, we have the three-park seasonal pass, that's $384. The three-park power pass, $444. The three-park preferred pass, $484. And the three-park premier pass, $689. So that's your annual pass options. And if I haven't bored you enough, which I know I have, we're going to go over the last interesting tidbit of
Blue
this.
Blue Man.
No, actually no. Not. That's going to be for another Back to Basics show we do later on, which I'm going to do about add-ons, things that you can include extra stuff like Express, Blue Man Group, situations like that, meal plans. all that good information. Our last one I want to talk about just real quick is vacation packages, because I feel like when people travel, a lot of times they're not buying just the hoppers and stuff. They're the two-park passes, going with my Disney lingo with the hoppers there. They're not buying annual passes straight out. A lot of times you're going to look for vacation packages, of course, where your tickets and your hotel accommodations are included. And there are three ones that I wanted to talk about. Just kind of go over them. These are the ones that Universal are pushing right now, just to give you an idea of what they do offer. So the first one, and I do have to note, all prices, anytime you go to Universal's website, you'll see like starting from a certain amount, like per adult, per night.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be, that's going to always be for the offsite hotels, which Universal calls their partner hotels. So anytime you see that lead-in price, that's not – if you see like $150 per adult per night, that's not Cabana Bay. That's going to be one of those off-site hotels or partner hotels that the lead-in rates for. And then you'll see Cabana Bay is actually a little bit more expensive. So always keep that in mind anytime you're looking these up, because a lot of times, you know, Universal's using this to goad you in on that initial price point that you see. And then you find out later it's not.
Trickery.
We're not going to fool you with this. So – we are, yep, as a friend in the room is saying, they're trying to reel you in like a fish. I believe that was the Universal hand sign. Was I that or the check?
Check.
One of the two. So the first vacation package that they're really pushing right now is the Splash Stay and Play Vacation Package. This includes a 5-night hotel accommodation, 3-park, 5-day base ticket to Universal Studios Florida, Islands Adventure, and Volcano Bay. This also includes, of course, early park admission to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Volcano Bay when you're staying on site, and access to City Walk Entertainment. They throw that in, so get your Rising Star on there.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this vacation package is that you can save $50, $75, or $100 based on your travel. So you can save $50 if you're getting this package and you're traveling between May 20th, 2019 and August 19th, 2018. You can save $75 if you're traveling between March 1st and May 19th. Of 2018, or then August 20th and October 31st of 2018, and you can save up to $100 if you travel between November 1st and December 31st, 2018. So just to give you an idea on the rates for this, Cabana Bay would start at $155 per adult per night, tax mm-hmm. included. Aventura, once that opens up, it would start at $159 per adult per night. Sapphire Falls would be $185 per adult per night. Royal Pacific, the first level that then adds in free Universal Express with your hotel stay, that would be $234 per adult per night. Hard Rock is $259 per adult per night. And Portofino Bay is $265 per adult per night.
Hmm.
So just an idea of like what that it's less vacation than I thought package it would be. Yeah, it's. I mean, it is per adult per night. So once you start doing $300, right. Yeah. It has to be 5 nights
per adult per night.
$1,500, yeah. $3,000. That doesn't include airfare. It starts
okay,
these
that is
vacation
quite a bit.
Packages. Well, that's the benefit of us. We do things cheaply. We don't always have the most fun, but we're cheap.
But we sure are cheap.
And what by that I mean when we have to travel for work. When it's not a big group trip.
Yeah.
Rhino and I are not a couple. I will mention my wife right now. So people remember I am married mm-hmm. to a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So let's move on to...
Never seen her on the Universal show. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, that's because she's an Universal employee. And I wish for her to have a job so I don't have to support both of us.
Yeah.
Independently. So another one that they offer like all the time. It's been around since I can remember. And that's the Wizarding World of Harry Potter exclusive vacation package. This includes 4-night hotel accommodations, 3-park, 4-day park-to-park tickets to USF, IOA, and Volcano Bay. This one tries to give you the Harry Potter experience, so it will also include breakfast at the Leaky Cauldron, one per person. Mm-hmm. It'll include breakfast at Three Broomsticks, one per person. Early park admission, of course, to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Volcano Bay, 1 hour before the parks open. This also includes one Shutter Buttons photography session.
Oh,
so,
you get a moving photo.
Yeah, you want to get one of those, you do it there. And then, of course, your City Walk venues. So that one has been massively popular ever since Harry Potter. It's changed. At one point in time, you used to get like your little specialty Hogwarts letter sent home.
Aww.
To let you know that you were coming. And, you know, these things change as time goes on as they figure out what guests actually want from the packages. So what is here now, you know, they could eliminate Shutter Buttons. But most of the time, I don't think they do, because that's the only way to get people to go in and actually use that store.
Yeah, right.
And finally, one other one. I just saw this for the very first time. I don't know how long it's been around, if it's something that's going to continually happen, but Universal's, their partner credit card is American Express. So a lot of people have Amex out there, including me. And right now they have a Starworthy vacation package that's exclusively for American Express cardholders. And this includes 4-night hotel accommodations to an on-site hotel, 3-park, 4-day park-to-park tickets to all the parks, early park admission, like I said, access to live entertainment venues. And the kicker with that, of course, because you used your American Express to pay for this package, you get access to the American Express Lounge inside Universal Studios Florida.
Have a
break with light snacks, drinks, full-time concierge, and more. I actually haven't, because I kind of, maybe I'm wrong with this, I always assumed that you had to pay with your Amex for like your package and stuff to get in. I know that's probably not the case. They're not going to be checking receipts.
I thought it was like the Chase one at Disney.
I've never tried, because I would be terrified if I walked up and said, can I come in? And then, no, prove you paid with your Amex.
Where is it? I'll go. I don't have an American Express, but I'll take yours.
I can't even. I think the one in Islands of Adventure in Port of Entry, and then the one in Universal Studios is, I believe it's also in Production Central, and I could be completely wrong on. They might. I don't even think they have one in Islands of Adventure anymore.
We'll get to the bottom of this. Maybe.
Maybe. One day. We'll talk about those add-ons later. That's how I get out of this. And then also with your thing, you get a Universal saving guide with up to $150 in food and merchandise savings.
Ooh.
Throughout Universal Orlando Resort. I hope
that's
not as a coupon book.
Yeah.
I hate coupon books. Another big benefit of this one, 2 free rounds of mini golf at Hollywood Drive-In Golf.
That's a pretty good value.
Yeah.
Those are like $18 a person.
It's very expensive to golf there, and as you saw in that episode, Rhino and I didn't really think it was worth the value. But if it's free, throw it in.
Heck yeah.
And then finally, special discounts on VIP tours, Blue Man Group, and the Mandara Spa over at Portofino.
Oh.
It's all stuff that you can get on this one. So that is basically what I wanted to talk about. Vacation packages available right now, annual pass prices right now, and ticket options right now, and prices. So that covered all the information. Like I said, we'll go into more detail in the future on a new Back to Basics episode with add-ons, stuff like I said, Express Meal Plan, Blue Man Group tickets, this, that, and the other. So that will come in the future, but this is here right now, so we hope that this has been valuable information to you. I know this is very important information to only a select group of people, so we're sorry if this wasn't your cup of tea, but at the end of the day, our motto has to be that we are here to help you plan the best vacation possible, give you all the accurate information that we can.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you book with Dreams or you use our site to find that information, we have to try to present the best one that we can. So I hope you got some enjoyment out of it. So Rhino, thank you so much for slogging through this with me.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you again. And thank you to everyone out there who listened and watched this. Of course, if you need more information, head to DizUnplugged.com, home of our show notes page for this show and all the others on the Diz Unplugged podcast network. You'll find links to our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more there as well. And I feel like I'm forgetting stuff, so I'll just move on to, if you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review us on there. If you are watching this on YouTube, make sure you are subscribed as well. I know some of you still aren't subscribed yet because you keep forgetting.
We know who you are.
We do. I have a list. I check it twice. And that's the truth. And also hit that thumbs up button as well as leave comments for us. We love reading them. Even when they're bashing us, we still love reading them. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Gets me all angry inside.
Yeah. Lets me cry myself to sleep.
Excellent. Excellent. So thank you, everyone out there, again, so much for watching and listening. We really do appreciate it. And we will be back with you next week for another episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. But until then, remember, no resolutions.